An interesting halakha in the laws of Mincha in Siman Resh Lamed Bet. The question is asked, is it permissible to take a haircut when it comes close to Mincha time? The Mincha we're referring to over here is Mincha Gedolah. So it's interesting that Shulchan Aruch rules that really once it gets close to the time of Mincha Gedolah, let's say that would mean a half hour before the time of Mincha Gedolah begins, so it would be really forbidden. Relax, boys, relax, relax. It would be forbidden to take a haircut. And there's a logic behind it. The concern is that the barber's scissors might break, and now you're going to go search for another scissors in order to finish your haircut, and in the interim, you're going to miss Mincha. So the halakha points out, but if you're in a place where the barbers have more than one scissors, or you can go next door and the next barber has another pair of scissors, then there wouldn't be a concern. And since that is the situation that we're living today, that the barbers have razors and scissors, and even if one breaks, they have spare pair, so therefore it would be permissible to take a haircut even at the time of Mincha. So Hacham Ben Tzion has a question, what about taking a shave? An electric shave. So some of the poskim, he says, want to bring down that there's a gezerah. You have to be concerned not to take a shave around Mincha time because maybe there'll be a blackout. That maybe the electric will go dead and now your shave is not going to work and now you're going to miss Mincha. Chacham Ben Tzion rejects that logic for two reasons. Number one, it's not so frequent that we have a blackout. And even if you do have a blackout, so pray Mincha. The problem by the scissors, by the haircut, was that you might be searching for a scissors. So in your searching for a scissors, you're going to forget Mincha. But what are you going to search for? Electricity? Finished. There's no electric. You can go pray Mincha. There's nothing you can do. So there's no gezerah in such a case. Therefore, it would be permissible to take an electric shave close to Mincha time. Last but not least, we saw an interesting Kafa Haim yesterday that speaks about how many mitzvot one is able to fulfill at the time that he's going to take a haircut. He calculated it that it's about 14 mitzvot for the one that's getting his haircut. He counts about 7 or 5 regarding pe'ot. The fact that you're keeping your pe'ot, there's 5 different mitzvot in the Torah that talk about pe'ot. The Sifra Chinuch counts with Chokotehem no Telechu, that by taking a proper haircut with the pe'ot, you're not going in the ways of the goyim. That's another mitzvah. And also, Lo Yilbash Gever Simnat Isha. It's also considered that you're not dressing yourself like a woman. That's also counted. If you're going on Friday or before Yom Tov, you get an extra mitzvah of Lechbot Shabbat and Lechbot Yom Tov. And when you pay the barber his fee, you're fulfilling the Yomot Titen Secharo. That's a positive commandment. And then there's 2 negative commandments against not paying the workers on time. So make a calculation. If he's an Ani, you're fulfilling another mitzvah, Ve'ezak Tabo. So therefore, it's a great opportunity that even when a person goes, takes a haircut, if he has the right kavanah, he can come out fulfilling maximum 14 mitzvot. But again, the halakha l'maaseh would be permissible, bizman hazeh, to take haircuts at the time of mincha, and because we're not concerned about scissors breaking, and it would be also permissible to take a shave, an electric shave, at the time of mincha as well.